Excited to win the fourth quarter, the second half. It was two different halves as far as I was concerned. The first half I didn't like at all. We didn't think we played well. We didn't think we made anything happen, made some blunders. The second half was different. We played hard. We made some things happen. Fourth quarter was ours. It was very, very good. I do want to say this to Mike Smith and his staff. They did an outstanding job given the circumstances that they had this past week. And having to get ready, I thought they did an outstanding job. So, congratulated our team. We thought, we battled back and we won the fourth quarter. And it looked like the Giants in the second half in all three areas contributed very, very well. We had very few three and outs in that first half, but we did happen to get a few, especially later there in the game in the fourth quarter and late in the third. We started the three and out. Had some decent drives. Got field position at the end when we needed the field goal to put the game at 10 points.
Coach, given the different faces on your offensive line, are you and the coaches think that this is where the offensive line would be, slightly ahead, slightly behind, or just where you thought your offensive line
I don't know. You look at the game a week ago, and it was outstanding. Today, I'll have to look at the tape. I thought they did a good job with their big bodies to squeeze off some of those gaps in there, some of the runs being shut down that they had been giving up. You know, we rushed, I think, for 124, but... the week before, it was 241.
Tom, we waited a long time, as you did, to see Odell take the field. What's your first impression?
I was impressed. He's going to add, certainly going to add a lot to our weapons, our opportunities. He made a nice move and ran right by him. If he could only got the ball in bounds, that would have been something. But for a first time back and not having had any preseason and all of those type of things, the athleticism was obvious to everybody, and his speed will have to be reckoned with.
How about Andre, and what's Rashad's status physically?
I have no idea yet.
How about the running of Andre Williams?
He's a tough, hard-nosed runner. I mean, that's why he's here. That was his reputation, and that's what his evaluation was. He did what he did the week before, dropped his shoulder, ran through someone to get in the end zone. So he's a hard-running ball carrier who can, get himself low to the ground and has outstanding leg strength. Seemed to do okay in pass protection.
Did you have a limit for how much you wanted to use Beckham, and did you increase that at all as the game went along?
Well, I had something in the back of my mind, but, it seemed coming out after the half that we had that well in control.
Do you think your team was just overconfident in the first half?
No, not at all.
Why they looked sluggish?
I wouldn't use the word sluggish. Don't put that word in my mouth. We just didn't perform. We didn't execute as well as we could. I don't think it had anything to do with anything other than the fact we took us a while to get going.
What do you attribute to the two different halves? You think you sort of possibly wore them down maybe there in the second half?
No, I don't think that at all. They didn't look wore down to me. We played... I thought we just got in a groove and we started stopping them and getting the ball and driving the ball and making third downs. We had a very good third down and we held them to under 20% on third down. They were a 55% third down conversion team coming in here, so I was happy with that.
Did you expect that they were going to go for it on the 4th and 1, and how obviously big was that? And
huge.
Did it remind you of a certain playoff game a couple years ago?
No, it really didn't until you reminded me, but... No, I figured they'd try to keep it more. It was close to 4 minutes.
Tom, how big was that moment?
Huge.
What did the incomplete pass to Beckham that you mentioned?
Excuse me?
The incomplete pass to Beckham out of bounds that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Did that almost kind of serve notice, do you think, that just the way he ran by a guy? It seemed like after that coverage was not nearly as tight on him. You were really pushing back to not get beat deep again.
Well, I'm sure they took note of it on the sidelines, so I don't know if there was any... directly.
Something changed with the pass rush in the second half? Did it get more intense, or were they just getting...
I think it did. I think it got more intense, and I think some of the stunts up front seemed to be effective.
Tom, to win sort of a gritty game where things didn't necessarily come easily to your offense, does what for the group as you improve to 3-2 and now have a winning record?
After we look at the tables, so we didn't have a lot of numbers, I know that. But we won a game that was the most difficult game for us to come back and win, and we did that. And we'll look at the tape. Maybe I'll have something for you after I look at the tape.
Coach, you usually break the season up into four quarters out there, so you technically in the second quarter. What's the message to the guys going into this, today's game and the next three games?
Well, it's, you know, it's obvious. We're here, we are off of the Thursday night game, and we come back, and there's three games to the bye. So we are headed into the second quarter of the season, and I expect us to get better and better as we go along here. So the message is execution, elimination of mental errors. We're late into the season. We shouldn't be seeing any of that anymore. And the focus, the way we practice, has got to be better.
Well, Dominique Rodgers, Marty, seems to be shuffling him in and out at times. Is he all right physically? I mean, I know last game he sort of left.
Yeah,
is that a physical
He's got a little issue, but I don't think it's nothing that keeps him out of anything.
Tom,
so then, sorry, can I follow up? Then what's the reason that he's coming in and out of the game? Is that just sort of the rotation you set beforehand?
No, it's not the rotation. No, but other guys have played and played all really right throughout the season there. When he comes out of the game, we just substitute.
Yeah. One more.
Tom, yeah. Odell knew that there was a lot of criticism, and he was to some extent sensitive of that. How much do you think he needed to get out there, but to have a game like this as well in his NFL?
Well, it's a good start for him. You know, he's missed playing, he's missed competing. I think that, if he can look at this game and take the pluses and the negatives and learn from it, it's going to definitely help him going forward.
It felt great. You know, I really just wanted to pick up for Rashad when I could. And, you know, in this game, it ended up being most of the second half. And, you know, I'm just praying that his recovery is quick.
You know, coming into the league, it was, you know, receiver, running back has to run, be able to block, be able to catch. You know, Eli had the deep pass to Beckham out there. Did you see them do something on that side, that pressure, because you had the run protection back there for him?
Can you repeat that question?
When coming into the league, you got to block, you got to run, you got to pass.
Mm-hmm.
When Eli threw the pass to Beckham down the bomb there out of bounds, you had the coverage back there. Did Atlanta do something that was hard for you to pick up on that one? Because Eli said he got some pressure on that play.
I'm not sure what went on the backside of the protection. Sometimes the way it goes, depending on who the center picks out, you know, I might have to look this way, then flash across the ball, and then release to my route this way. So, you know, it's just going to come with more experience and practice.
What changed there in the second half when you look at how things were going? I think it was like -1 rushing yards in the first half, completely different in the second half. Did anything change, or was it just you got more comfortable, more carries started getting going?
You know, I just got more comfortable. The more you play in the game, the more you see how the defense is fitting, what looks you know, they're giving you that you didn't see in practice, you get used to it. We just made a decision at halftime that this isn't the best football that we've played or that we can play and that we need to get out there and do better. So that's what it was.
Do you feel like you get stronger as the game goes on? Do you feel you get stronger as the game goes on?
I think so. You know, I pride myself in being able to, you know, recover quick and keep it up in the fourth quarter once the team gets tired. And, you know, we have a no-huddle offense, and, you know, we're supposed to be able to outlast them because that's what we practice to do.
Andre, the offense has progressively improved. Is there just any one period throughout the course of the first five games where you could say you really felt that you guys were, you know, coming together?
You know, I felt it each week, and then against the Texans, once I seen how well we were gelling, it's not just the players but the coaches too. We kind of figure out, it's new for everybody, so we were figuring out what we're really good at. And you can see, you know, as the weeks went by, how our play calls were changing because we were figuring out what we were good at. So, you know, I think we got it down now, and we just got to keep sharpening it, keep getting better.
Andre, do you think
you know, I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be. You know, there's no time to really analyze whether I am ready or not, because, you know, the decision was made now that I have to be in the game. And, you know, this is what I was brought here for, to play football. You know, there's only 53 men on the roster, and you got to be ready to play at any time. So that's how I prepared during the week.
As a rookie, does it excite you that you score the touchdown that cuts the 10-point deficit to 3, and then he comes back, scores the go-ahead touchdown? I mean, you know, the rookies contributed today?
Absolutely. I think the Giants did a great job, you know, recruiting. I think they picked up a lot of great guys, and we're going to have a great future here with the Giants.
What did it feel like to plow into the end zone on the road? You ran somebody over.
It felt great. You know, when it's on you, you're on the 3-yard line, and it's up to you to go in and get the 6 points, and then you do. You know, it's just an explosion of emotion. You don't really know how to describe it.
It looked like you made some adjustments in that fourth quarter. One sweep, you got pushed out of bounds, but every other run after that, you seemed like you made a conscious decision to stay in bounds. Was that going through your mind, or was just the way the play felt unfolded?
I think that's really just the way the play unfolded. I don't really ever make the decision to go out of bounds if I can stay inside.
Andre, with this line coming in sync now, much better than Drew, how do you flow with that? You seem to run better. How's it going? The line coming down.
You know, I think we're really just coming together as a unit. Eli is more calm in the backfield. He's calling the plays better. He's making sure everybody knows what's going on. The line is clear with their signals, and we're just coming precise, concise. And, you know, it really helps me out coming in sometimes. You know, I don't really get to get into the game until maybe the second quarter, and I'm cold. So just the way that they're able to make the calls so clear and concise really helps me out.
There's something to be said for you when you come into training camp. First, you got to make the team. You got Wilson ahead of you, Rashad ahead of you now. Could very well be the starting running back in a nationally televised game next week against a divisional rival. Ever hit you that the sequence of events kind of is happening, that it's kind of happened quickly for you?
Yeah, you know, I knew that they drafted me because they understood what my skill set was and they were going to use me. So, you know, I just made an effort just to be as ready as I can each week and just prepare like I'm going to, you know, play the whole game.
Thank you.